Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. Our theme this week is Jesus is forgiving, and we're going to learn about Jesus and his Father's forgiveness by looking at one of his most famous stories, a story he told that's known as the story of the prodigal son. Today, we're just going to listen to that story, and then I'll ask you a couple questions afterwards, but it's a fairly long story, so here we go.
And he said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me.' And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you kill the fatted calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'"
Well, there you go, the story of the prodigal son. It's a famous story. Maybe you've heard it before. A lot of people have. Whether they've read the Bible or not before, this is a story that's fairly well known in culture. It explains a lot of things about people's family lives, but Jesus actually told it to explain about his father, God. Now, maybe you've heard this story before and you think you've pretty much got it figured out. You know, there are two sons, one good, one bad. I knew a farmer like that once who introduced himself that way. "I've got two boys, one who follows the rules, one who doesn't." Happens in a lot of families. So maybe that's the impression you got here. This is a story about two sons, one good, one bad. The one runs away, takes the money, spends it on loose women and lots of food, partying, loses the money, economic downturn, and ends up taking on a poor job before he comes home groveling to his father, who forgives him and welcomes him home. Big brother gets grouchy. Oh well, at least the family's back together. Maybe that's just kind of the surface level exploration of the story you've heard before. Well, this week we're going to try to go a little deeper into the story than that and to learn the story underneath the story. We'll have to learn a little bit about Jewish culture to do that, and we'll take a look at that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I want you to just think at the surface level about this story and think about this question. In the story of these two sons, which of the sons did you relate to most? Why? What part of the story most engaged you, and why do you think Jesus told it? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.